The Crucible has opened this year's International Theater Live Festival in Beijing. Li Zhongzhou is the CEO of Beijing-based ATW Culture Media, which is the sole distributor of the National Theater Live program in China. He explained the reason why The Crucible was chosen as the opening title.
So Yara Faber is a South African director, famous director, but she approached the production in a quite different way because she's quite stylish. So it's one of the best, The Crucible. So it's The Crucible's Arthur Miller's classic play.
This new form of theater, which is watched on the big screen, is increasingly popular for young Chinese audiences. The project was officially introduced into the country in 2015. Li explains the advantages and disadvantages of the format.
I think it's a huge opportunity, like for the theatrical content to be represented to a larger audience, at least to a different group of audience. Like in this case, in our Theatre Life Festival with Broadway Cinema Chain, so Broadway Cinema Chain have a lot of audience who are fans of independent film. So for those fans who never been in theatre, they will be see a theatre content in a cinema for the very first time. This advantage is something that we feel we cannot really make it perfect. So if you really want to feel that life, you must go to the theater.
Well, Li says their audience is mainly female, aged between 20 and 35, highly educated, and mostly fans of American and British television and film. In 2009, the Royal National Theater in London started its NT Live initiative, which broadcasts high-definition live performances of productions to cinemas and arts venues around the world. It didn't take long for that new format to become a hit among theater lovers.